Hey there, podcast marketers. Today, I'm going to share with you the one thing that your podcast episode absolutely needs to create that long-term, really deep connection with your audience. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you're watching another episode of the Authority Engine TV show, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Thursday morning. Let's jump in. All right, folks, class is in session. Here's the one thing that you absolutely need in your podcast episodes to create that long-term deep connection with your audience, to get them excited and really engaged and feel like they're part of a community, not just somebody who's being preached at by the podcast host. So really what it comes down to, you know, there's a lot of different components, intros, outros, the main content, introduction of the episode or the guest or, you know, the interviewee, whatever it is. But one thing that I want you to really focus on is the listener engagement piece. So you'll notice a lot of different podcasts have different methods of doing this, but the goal here is to have one-to-one connection with someone very specific in your audience on every episode. We want to do this because that way our listenership sees that we actually care about our community, that it's something that is a two-way conversation and not just, you know, you preaching down at them, but it's something that you really care about this community and you care about them enough to highlight something that's going on. So here are some examples of what that can look like. You can do iTunes reviews, do listener shout-outs. You can share examples of when people have shared stuff with you via social media or via email, whether it's their story, a success story, a failure, something like that that's personal and that they have shared with you and that you can then share with the audience. Obviously, it can't be something private, but something that creates that relationship. You can accept listener questions. You can accept listener-submitted questions or listener-submitted wins. Things that are going really well. If you have some kind of a community, whether it's a Facebook group or a membership site or, you know, something like that, you can highlight different things or conversations that are going on in that community, different posts in that community, and allude to those in your podcast. You can also talk about different things in your industry that are happening in particular to one person. So, you know, you wouldn't want to have just general news updates. What you would do, though, is if somebody in that industry wrote an interesting article and you highlighted that person as well as the article. So not just, you know, the industry thing, but that person. And the reason for this is so that we can build that really true core relationship with our listeners because they're going to notice that, hey, they're given very individual shout-outs. They actually care about this audience, and they're excited to serve us. So I'm Ben Kruger, and this has been another episode of the Authority Engine TV show, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Thursday morning. All right, see you next time, folks.